Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is March the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 4 to 6. God is still looking for able leaders and willing followers. We read in Judges chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 like this. Then Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam sang on that day saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. After the Israelites were dominated and harshly oppressed by the Canaanites for over 20 years, they cried out to God, who raised up a prophetess by the name of Deborah and a warrior by the name of Barak to lead the battle against the mighty Canaanite army led by their commander Sisera. The army under Sisera had 900 chariots of iron along with an impressive military force. However, God fought on the side of the Israelites who had only 10,000 soldiers and routed the entire Canaanite army until everyone was killed, except Sisera, who escaped on foot and hid in the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. While Sisera slept out of sheer exhaustion, Jael drove a tent peg into Sisera's head and killed him as well. So on that day, God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, in the presence of the children of Israel. In the Bible, we come across certain songs that are written to celebrate national victories, like the song of Moses in Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. This song of victory over Sisera and the Canaanites in Judges chapter 5, known as the Song of Deborah, is one of the oldest examples in biblical literature and may have been written by the prophetess Deborah herself. After opening with praise to God, Deborah recalled God's triumphant march when the Israelites left the border of Edom to move forward toward the promised land. All the opposing forces melted before the majesty of the Lord God of Israel. This song praises God because his most recent victory had just demonstrated to Israel that he was still active and powerful on their behalf. However, the important item to note at the very start of the song is that this victory also happened when truly inspired leaders like Barak and Deborah faithfully took on the leadership role in the battle against the occupying forces. And the people offered themselves willingly as volunteers by enlisting themselves in the Israeli fighting force. The term willingly relates to the Hebrew noun for free will offering. The wonderful aspect of this offering is that the merciful Jehovah God always had his ear turned to the needs of those who willingly yield themselves to him. We can always find people who want to be in control as leaders, but it is very difficult to find able people of sound character, integrity, and having multifaceted leadership abilities who will step into roles of leadership during times of crisis. It was an established fact that Israel faced a chronic crisis of leadership after the death of Joshua, when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. During this period, Deborah was willing and able to offer moral and spiritual direction, and Barak was willing to lead the people into a tough warfare. The song that Deborah composed celebrates able leaders followed by willing people. Apparently, the people were willing to follow when they found able leaders to lead them into freedom. Deborah and Barak are good models of leadership, willing to lead as they cooperated in both fighting the battle and also in praising the Lord. Their stand for God and integrity before the people were profoundly inspiring. So much so that even common people such as the woman Jael were emboldened to grab whatever was at hand, like a tent peg and a hammer, to strike down their enemies. Nehemiah serves as another outstanding example of able and effective leadership, who willingly gave up all his comforts at the king's palace and traveled with a group of willing followers to rebuild the broken walls of Jerusalem. God is still looking for able leaders and willing followers today. Will you decide to be in either one of those two groups today? Let us remember the words of Apostle Peter, penned in his first epistle, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4 like this. The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.